Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's happening with the Red Sox, with Sam Kennedy, with Craig Breslow, with Alex Cora, is a state of organizational dysfunction. And I think that there's this, I heard last night after I reported this piece and it went out, about an interview with the Red Sox were trying to recruit a new person for their baseball operations department. And during this interview process, the entire interview was conducted with an AI bot where you would record the answers to the questions and then the Red Sox would then evaluate them. And this wasn't just one round. It wasn't just two rounds. It was five rounds of interviews where this person did not talk to another person in the Red Sox organization.
Jun Lee last night on Early Edition, NBC Sports Boston. That is incredible. I guess I've turned into the number one Craig Breslow defender.
Seriously.
I didn't really mean to do it, but I guess I've turned into that.
Here we are.
This one I can't defend.
No.
The robot interviews is just, it's so perfect. Again, a lot of the stories that have come out of the Red Sox sound made up. A lot of them do.
Yeah.
And this is another one where you're like, Craig Breslow, you listen to him. You hear him on the Zoom. You even hear him on the front office report. And he was on, Monday?
Yeah.
On the Greg Hill show. You hear him and you're like, oh, my God. Like, the words he uses, his cadence, all that's very, 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 very robotic. You're like, well, not just that. That's how they interview people for jobs in scouting or whatever else.
Yeah, and people texted earlier when we were discussing this. And it's the final hour, Jones and Keefe. We got Grab Bag for you, Clip du Jour, WEEI Afternoons. Talked to Alex Cora yesterday. They're back today at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for all of it. We got a bunch of texts like, guys, this is what's going on in the corporate world. Like, they're culling resumes and doing this and that, and this is how it's going on. It's like, great.
Okay.
Is that happening in sports?
Apparently,
and at
least for the Red Sox.
And if the Red Sox are at the cutting edge of it, then that does go back to what Jun Lee was saying, where you're bringing in, you know, sort of this, this culture from, the executive world and the business world, and you're bringing it into sports, and the Red Sox are doing it even more so. Later on in that clip, and we trimmed it out of there, but he's like, well, the Red Sox fancy themselves as the Dodgers. Andrew Friedman, numbers guy from his time in Tampa, dork.
I mean, minus the money and the winning. Yeah, well, they're just like the Dodgers.
But meaning, like, they view Breslow and probably Bloom before that as, like, their Friedman guy. Friedman came from that world. And, you know, Tampa certainly did it on a small budget where he was successful.
Yeah.
But the way they interact and the way that they completely devalue baseball input is so night and day from the Dodgers, it's worlds apart. And I believe that, but also to your point, that's an ownership thing. They're willing to spend on every single player under the sun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Friedman's a good GM, but like I could probably be the GM if I'm like, oh, cool. I get Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani. And like, we just keep signing these guys. over and over and over again. Like, yeah,
like nonstop.
I could probably be that GM. I'm allowed to spend whatever I want on all the best players. I could probably do that.
Yeah.
So I get that idea that Breslow interpersonally is horrific. If he's making good moves on the field, I know people hate the Devers deal. If he's making good moves on the field, Crochet, you don't have to give him all the credit for Bregman. It sounds like Cora was a driving force for Bregman. The Narvaez deal is a great one. Chapman, we brought up Wilson on top of it. The Buehler deal is a horrible one. I'm not telling you it's all perfect. But, okay, he's bad interpersonally, and people are frustrated with him throughout the organization. Is he making good moves?
Yeah.
I mean, I like most of what he's done.
So he has more moves to point to than Heim Bloom, the guy that was here before.
For sure.
But Heim Bloom also got fired and probably should have been fired a year earlier than that. But I think one where you say, even if it was John Henry that said trade Mookie Betts, and it was John Henry who said trade Rafael Devers.
It was.
It was up to those guys to get the best return.
Yep.
And in real time, we knew the Devers or the Betts trade was bad. And then as it went on, it got worse. Because like Jeter Downs, you're like, all right, he's a prospect. He's not even a baseball player anymore, I don't think.
Well, and for a chunk of time, Verdugo was an everyday player. Connor Wong was at least your starting catcher. You're like, oh, okay. Turns out Wong can't drive anybody in, and Verdugo's already on like his third team, and it was an awful teammate on top of it.
And this feels like that. And it's funny because you'll get some people saying, well, Mookie Betts only had 1 year left, so what were they going to get for him? And then you have other people say, well, Devers had all these years, so what were they going to get for him? And you're like, well, what? Like, two different scenarios, both really bad returns, and that's why I think you're getting so much of the criticism for Breslow, which is, again, that is part of the job, but it was mandated by his owner, and then it was also sort of like pushed down. It was accelerated because of, you know, Cora's need for Bregman.
And if you want to fire Breslow because he alienated the team's best player, I'm going to tell you that solves nothing.
No, it's similar. It's very similar.
They alienated Bogarts. That was Bloom.
Yeah.
They alienated Betts. That was Bloom, but it started earlier than that, right? I mean, some of that is Dombrowski. You can go back to alienating John Lester. That was Cherington. Like, Henry had to storm off in a gorilla. Epstein had to storm off in a gorilla suit, for God's sakes. So if you think firing Breslow is going to stop the Red Sox from alienating their best players, you haven't been paying attention for 25 years.
Triple Spider-Man meme would be Red Sox chief baseball officer, Boston Bruins head coach, and Patriots offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Everybody been like, you guys, because like, fans will harp on all three of those, and then you're like, all right, how much sway do those guys really have? All different levels, but they've just been the scapegoat multiple years. Like, well, this is the reason why the team's falling apart. It's like, all right, get another guy in there. He's going to be working with this with the same kind of issues that they have to try to solve.
All right, so to try to defend my guy Brez, I'm a Brez bro.
Yeah,
as
you are.
It were. So to try to defend him, do you think it was a test, Keith, when they did five different rounds of an AI interview?
So that's how I would be. If I was in that spot, I'd be like, all right, this is the first one. You're like, all right,
fine.
Maybe there's a lot of candidates. They don't have time, right? Maybe. I think it's weird immediately.
But you would do it.
I would answer the questions and be like waiting for any kind of response. I'd be a little nervous.
Like, that's
like
weird.
My phone.
But I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do the AI interview. Yeah. It's the first round of interviews, as you said earlier. Maybe
could be a lot of
cutting edge technology. Yeah. So okay, I'll do the first one. When they say we're doing another AI round,
I'm like,
maybe this place isn't for me.
No, I think I need to maybe go somewhere else.
And then
you guys are gonna be just overrun by robots at one point.
My conspiracy theory is this guy would have done 10 rounds of interviews
for sure
with the Red Sox because this guy wasn't. He's not Red Sox material, Keith.
Yeah.
My spin on this.
He wasn't Red Sox material.
No. My this was a test. This was a Breslow test all along. He said, let's see how many rounds this sheep will go through before he says anything. And this guy went through five. That's on him.
Do you think after the...
That's on that individual that took five different rounds of robo-interviews. True. That's actually on you.
But I think Breslow also wants to make sure the people that he hires know how to cancel out of a Zoom. Because that he got in a little bit of an issue with that with the previous guy.
That's a good point.
So I think just...
How do you balance the technology? Right. Good point.
It's really... the whole thing is a test. The answers don't even matter. It's just, are you able to start and finish the test in a timely manner? Are you able to sign in and then, as important, sign out? And then maybe you'll get hired by the Red Sox. That's what they're going with. But yeah, there's nothing about... Well, this also, once again, predates Breslow. So this would be an argument that you can have. How many people turned down the interview for the job that Breslow has, let alone the people that did take the interview and then were like, I'm good? I think he was like the 13th candidate.
Yeah.
And most of the people were like, we're good here.
And Bloom was the same thing. Bloom was way down their list of candidates. Right. And so you could go ahead and fire Breslow.
Nobody even wanted this job.
But go ahead and fire Breslow. You're still going to alienate your best players. They still probably won't pay Roman Anthony when he's up for a contract in 6 years. Like, that is not Breslow. That's Henry. Right. And I just think a lot of people, we said this when we came in at 10 on Monday after the trade. Be mad about the trade if you don't like the return. And it's not that Breslow's completely exempt from it. He was the one who got Vaughn Grissom in return for Sale.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his decision to trade Sale. Right, I'm sure Henry. Right. It wasn't Bloom's decision. As much as I hated him as a GM, it wasn't his decision to trade Betts. He is on the hook for the return. This guy's going to be on the hook for the return. I like Harrison more than most. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
But if you don't like it, you don't like it. But the reason Devers is traded is not Breslow.
But
that's Henry.
Right. And it's two straight chief baseball officers who have the job who didn't hire their manager. And Heim Bloom and Cora, that relationship obviously wasn't very good. And if you were like, who does John Henry like more? Wasn't even a question. It was 100%
Cora, he likes
Cora more than Bloom.
Yep.
And then that played out a couple years later where they move on from Bloom. Both guys had a terrible record. Like, right? They wear the same record. That it was terrible. Last year at this time, Cora hadn't had his extension yet. Then he signs the long-term extension, and you're like,
oh, man,
right,
he's got more.
Once again,
he's got
way
more power than Breslow.
I don't feel that way anymore.
I don't think so either.
That's changed.
I think the way he handled Devers swung that, to be honest.
I think you might be right. I think also just, another.
And when I say he handled him, I mean how he didn't handle Devers and how Henry had to get his ass on a flight to Kansas City. I think it changed there.
I think another missed playoffs. I think he looks at it like, all right, what are you doing? I think a lot of us made excuses for Cora a year ago because they didn't have a ton of talent. So you're not saying that's all on him. But I bet if you're Henry, you're like, you need to be better than this. Like, we committed to you and all this other stuff. And then this year, I think the way spring started to unfold, I think Henry was like, all right, we're siding more so with Breslow.
Do you think Cora, oddly, has carved out job security after this trade?
Yeah. You mean like sort of like how Missoula without Tatum? It's sort of like, what are the expectations?
That way, and also the absolute, stabbing in the back that he's doing a Breslow right now, because I'm now convinced. I don't know that he was a source in the June Lee story, but my guess is, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because another story, or the same item from June Lee's story, happened to pop up in a report from Buster Olney, former co-worker, Baseball Tonight, ESPN, of Alex Cora. And, he ripped Breslow pretty good in his story as well, but he also had the same item on Craig Moshe that we initially saw in June Lee's report. And he attributed it to sources. He didn't attribute it to another report out there like, oh, by the way, this is at Yahoo. This has been reported. He attributed it to sources. So, sources told him this.
Mm.
So I think Cora is carving out job security number one because the team is without Devers, and more fans will look at it and go, they gave up on the season. What's Cora supposed to do? Which I think is soft, but I do acknowledge that's how a lot of fans are going to view it.
But should they make the playoffs?
And I also think he is hacking away at Breslow and his reputation,
yeah, that's true.
And that's going to get him some job security as well.
Yeah, that might be true.
What were you going to ask about them making the playoffs?
Should they make the playoffs?
Yes.
I agree. I think they should have.
I mean, tell me if Bregman's not back for like 2 months, then maybe not. But if Bregman's back soon-ish and Bregman's effectively replacing Devers and you're better off because he's not a malcontent, yes, they should still be a playoff team. Yes.
I agree. Like, at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to win 90 games. Now that they're way off that pace, obviously. But the American League is down.
Who are they fighting with? That Seattle team that they lost to last night?
The team that they're playing today, last night.
That Cleveland. Seattle team right now is the third spot. Oh, your Guardians.
Although the vibes were high, $2 beers in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Free Emmanuel Class A jerseys. Let's just say people were pretty hyped about Cleveland at the time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's another team. Minnesota. Currently, the teams ahead of you in the AL East are the teams that also have the playoff spots. Toronto and Tampa.
Right.
You think Toronto or Tampa are like guaranteed locks for the playoffs?
No, neither is Seattle.
Definitely not.
Neither are the Guardians or the team right behind you, the Twins. Like, so that's who you're dealing with. So my answer is, yeah, they should be a playoff team with or without Rafi Devers. Yes.
Although I think there were some odd updates. Odds? Updates?
Oh.
Not odd updates.
Odds
updates.
I guess
depending on how you look at it, I suppose. But there were changes to the postseason. So this was from, Bet Online?
Wait, what?
Changes to
the postseason
odds. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I understand. Oh, yeah,
I'm trying to change playoffs.
Yeah, me too. I was like, wait a minute. They changed the format again, this stupid sport?
This is what happens when you try to read and talk at the same time, but you're not talking about what you're reading.
And you also have poor eyesight.
And I'm squinting.
All of that, yeah.
Teams from preseason 2025 MLB playoff chances. that were favored to make the playoffs that are now favored to miss the playoffs.
Okay, got it.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Snakes.
Snakes.
Braves.
Braves.
Orioles.
O's.
Red Sox.
Sox.
Guardians.
Guardians.
So those are teams, at the beginning of the year, it would have been minus money to say they make the playoffs.
Snakes, now Bravos, O's,
yeah.
Sox. Who was the last one?
Tribe. No, well, actually, sorry. Dump that.
How dare you? Dump that.
Guards. Okay. Guards.
Guards.
The Guards.
G-Men.
So, yeah. So, like, that, there are some of the teams that had a swing on it. So, buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
I'd say buying opportunity on the Red
Sox. Because right now, they're plus 170 to make the playoffs. Buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity.
Yeah.
Big time.
Hell yeah.
That's not a sucker's bet.
Well, think about this. The second they traded Rafael Devers, some would say, oh, they're punting on the season. The season's over. But that night, they went out and won, and they were in the playoffs. So as long as they are better than those teams that we just mentioned the rest of the way, not even all of them, just a couple of them, then they could be a playoff team. So, yeah, I still think the standard should be playoffs.
Text line, how should this team make the playoffs? They're terrible.
The league's
Rays,
terrible,
the Rays,
first of all.
Blue Jays, Guardians, the Mariners, who they just played last night and beat the night prior, like none of those teams are great either.
So besides the Rays.
Yankees are also falling off a ton.
I don't know if you're going to want to hear this number. Run differential?
Yeah.
They have a better run differential than Cleveland, Seattle, Toronto, Minnesota. All teams that are around you.
Yeah.
Four of those teams are ahead of you. Three of those teams, excuse me, are ahead of you.
You're talking like Breslow now, but I like it.
Yeah.
Run differential.
I'm synthesizing
don't
the data
at,
right
look at,
now.
Don't look at the record. Look at the run differential.
Well, the Yankees are calling players-only meetings, so.
I'm saying.
The Yankees, are they forgot how to win.
Well, yeah, because they're playing.
They forgot how to score a run.
Because the Red Sox took 5 out of 6 from them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They've lost 5 in a row. Scrambling. Well, it's funny. When they played the Yankees that series, and you really watched it up close, you're like, that's their lineup? Yeah. Well, it sucks. It's
like,
Aaron Judge.
You're like, Judge rocks.
So Stanton's back.
Everybody
like,
else is terrible.
No, you have Aaron Judge, and then you have Max Fried. Like, they don't even have Gerrit Cole. They have, like, no other hitter to be worried about. This is a far cry from the 03-04 Sox-Yankee matchups where it's like 1-9. It's like, this guy? This guy's hitting 40 home runs?
Hey, the rivalry now is Dobbins versus Jazz Chisholm. So
it really is
it's
Dobbins.
Not that great.
Yeah.
Just closing the loop here on Cora's buddy Buster. Which, again, it all crystallized for me.
You might be onto something.
All of these leaks about Breslow are going right back to the manager's office, if you ask me. Breslow needs to hear the feedback that is coming from all corners of the franchise. His interpersonal skills are poor. I'm not arguing that any of this is
inaccurate. You think he's a people person?
I don't. I'm not saying it's inaccurate. I'm just saying, boy, it's all coming out at the same time,
okay. Which
is interesting. In his year and a half with the Red Sox, Breslow has failed to build a relationship with the team's most important player. He has to talk more with others, connect more. Because when he doesn't build those relationships, what festers in the vacuum of conversation is the sort of communication decline that developed with Devers. I would also say that Cora wasn't exactly communicating in there, but in fairness to Buster, he does circle around to it. He also highlights this. This is where it crystallized for me. It's not only Devers. He says what others in the organization say is that Breslow's presence is wooden and ineffective.
I am Craig Breslow.
Wooden, nice. A problem highlighted by an incident on a Zoom call with staffers last month, according to sources. Not Yahoo's Jun Lee.
No.
Sources. Yeah. So Buster's like, I got this hot off the presses.
Uh-huh.
A longtime scout, Craig Moshe, assumed that his voice could not be heard on the call and said out loud, thanks, Brez, you effing stiff. Moshe was subsequently fired. Breslow needs to recognize that Moshe's view reflects that of others Red Sox employees, and that's an enormous problem.
Yikes.
So, I don't know. That's where I think that's coming from. He did, in fairness, criticize Cora. He says Cora needs to recognize that in the Devers drama, he was ineffective. He has a longstanding relationship, blah, blah, blah.
But he has his work cut out for him because everybody's like, oh, Cora's a player manager. He'd be like, yeah, how'd it go with Devers?
Well, and as others in the game pointed out, like, what good is it if you're a player's manager if you can't relate in a situation like this?
Can't, you know, get your players to
and
play.
And so, at least, that was voiced in the column from Buster Olney. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Fitzy.
You don't got Hart.
You got Ball. No, you got no Hart.
Come on.
As what
get Stiz.
You don't have. You got Stiz.
Yeah.
You got Ball.
I heard the list.
Not Hart. Anyway, that comes your way at 2 o'clock.
Ted Johnson is actually in better shape now than when he was a player in the NFL.
That's true. I apologize to WEEAI for not giving Ted top billing there. So you can stay tuned for that. You got the clip du jour as well. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Jones. The NBA Finals resumes tomorrow night.
Oh, good.
Thunder Pacers. Thunder with a chance to win the series. And still no determination yet for Tyrese Halliburton, but it's not looking great. And that's going to be a real shame if he can't go, or even if he does and he's hobbled. Because this has been a fun series, been a really competitive, great series for basketball fans out there. But if Halliburton can't go, this one's over.
At what point do you start going, maybe Halliburton's just not built to get through a postseason? This 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Like last year he got hurt in game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. This year he got hurt, what, between games 4 and 5? Like when did it even happen in the NBA Finals? But at what point do you start looking at Halliburton and go, I mean, he's not Porzingis where you can't trust him at all, but is the guy built to survive a postseason?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I know. Two for two. That's tough because who knows what they could have done last year if he had been healthy. And, you know, this year I think they were going to lose the series anyway, even if he played the rest of the way.
Too,
it was a long postseason, but
it's
still
fair to point it out. Like, it was 2-2 with a healthy Halliburton. And so that's fair to point out, just like we pointed it out with the Celtics a year ago. Yeah. What would be different, Boston and OKC, is that the Celtics got that every single round en route to the NBA Finals. Right. The Thunder didn't have to or get the advantage of dealing with that the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Steph and Steph, history and Steph and Steph, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, Steph and Steph and Steph and Steph, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are. Steph and Steph and history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
Congratulations to my guy Brad Marchand winning his second Stanley Cup last night.
Oh,
did not
win
the Conn Smythe. I thought that was a good bet a week ago, but he did not win. The favorite, Sam Bennett, did win the Conn Smythe. Obviously, he's going to be enjoying his day with the Cup and the parade and all that stuff. Is Marchand back with the Panthers, or will it be three teams in 2 years?
Oh, I think it's going to be three teams and two. He's going to the highest bidder. So if the Panthers give him the best offer, he'd go back. And I agree with something you said earlier. If he's going to take a discount anywhere, Florida would be that team. But if you watch the post-game interview with him while he's waiting to skate around with the cup, because they stupidly made us wait for him to skate around with the cup last night, the interview he did with Jackie Redmond, she's like, are you going to be back in Florida? He's like, huh? What? What's that question?
Although, if the market's quieter than you think, so say the highest offer is $6 million and the Panthers are like $5.5 million,
I think
he might go back and be like, I'll try to win two in a row.
If that's the gap, maybe, yeah.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
We got a football signing. Cornerback Jair Alexander, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, signing with the Baltimore Ravens. So, 1 year, $6 million, turned down bigger contracts to play with Baltimore and his college teammate, Lamar Jackson.
Okay, I was just going to ask that. I know they both went to Louisville. They did overlap at Louisville?
I think college teammates, maybe even college roommates might have been the story I read, but like, yeah, buds.
So there you go. So he took a discount.
He did.
Wow, how about that?
Play for the Ravens.
Good player.
Could be good, and they could use him. Yeah.
Good player. He's been injured, so I don't know if he's quite what he used to be. But
no, but even a step down of Alexander would be useful.
That's a good player.
Turn on the radio!
All right, I didn't have this for the Dork Minute. I think it just came out fresh off the press. Actually, yeah, it came out after the Dork Minute. But one of our favorite shows, the MTV Challenge. Challenge 41 is coming back July 30th, 8 o'clock. It's going to be the Challenge, Vets and New Threats.
Oh,
you like that snappy title?
That is a snappy title. I like it a lot.
So they just unloaded the cast, including CT.
Okay, good vet.
Who Bill Simmons years ago made the great point that CT is the fifth Boston sports team, which is fantastic.
Makes sense.
So he's in there.
Either him or the Free Jacks.
CT, I will say this. I've always rooted for CT.
Me too.
And there are some years where when he shows up, you're like, he's going to win it. There are also years where he shows up and you're like, I don't think this is his year.
Yeah, he looks a little bloated.
So TBD on what this year is going to be.
You got to see him when he checks in.
But Bananas is in it.
Is he showing up to Devers or like Devers of spring training? How's CT checking in?
But he was also great in the Traders.
Tremendous.
He was great in the Traders.
Right, so CT, Bananas.
Bananas, Cara Maria.
Okay, a lot of staples.
Derek, Millionaire Mitchell.
I like Ashley, yep.
And then that's kind of it. Really for vets. I mean, there's other ones that like you and I would know, but as far as like the ones that are in it,
the big ticket
time,
ones. Okay,
I think those are the big ticket items. So, but that's enough for me.
That's enough for me. They got plenty of the
better cast than the Traitors season 3.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, 3 and the rumored season 4.
Oh, my bad. I meant 4, but also 3.
But this sounds to me like a version of Fresh Meat. They did Fresh Meat 1 and 2 way back when. That gave you, and some of these guys have been canceled from the
Cara
show.
Cara Maria, right?
Cara Maria. And Laurel were on Fresh Meat 2.
Cara Maria, by the way, made her debut back on the Greg Hill Morning Show back in the day. She was on that show like years and years ago.
But like before?
Way before
the Challenge?
MTV. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Yep. But they were both on Fresh Meat 2. Kenny and Evan?
Canceled. Kenny could come back, though. Trump's America. He could be back.
Those guys did a lot of winning. Evelyn?
Oh, Evelyn was good.
Arguably the greatest female in the history of the show.
Okay.
And so they're good finds on Fresh Meat. If that's what they're doing, good work.
All right, maybe that will work.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Wah, wah. 93.7, Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
We got day baseball today, Jones. 4 o'clock. 4:10 first pitch here on WEEI. That means a 3:10 pregame show. We mentioned this briefly earlier, but the lineup is out.
Oh?
Not it's great.
Got to be a good one. It's not?
Duran, Toro, Anthony at the top.
Okay.
All right.
That's been standard.
Roman
lately,
Anthony,
yep.
I would say do. Do to get hot.
Again, as we've told you a couple of times today, he's hitting 80.
Oh, I did see that he's 80. Fifth on MLB's Rookie of the Year ladder. Ooh. Somehow.
Wow.
It's a down year for rookies. The kid from guess. The A's is going to win.
Jacob Wilson and Narvaez the top two.
That guy,
and then Roman Anthony's fifth.
Wow. Right. Well, Narvaez starts the All-Star game. That'll help.
That will.
Roman Gonzalez is your DH today, and they are not going up against a lefty. So I don't love that.
No.
Marcelo Meyer hitting fifth, our guy. Trevor Story. David Hamilton has to be in the lineup for some reason.
Oh, boy.
Christian Campbell's in center field because Hamilton's at second.
I don't like that.
Connor Wong with his zero RBI. Will hit second lead off tonight.
So no today. Narvaez or Rafaela.
Right.
Day game great, Bob.
Day game after a night game. Yikes. They have an off day tomorrow. Feel like they didn't really need to do that. But there's a lot is on Crochet's shoulders.
A lot on Crochet.
It's what you pay him for. Yep. So come through.
My name is
Team USA Hockey will open up the 2026 Winter Olympic Games against Latvia.
Oh, good. Big rival. You got to start with a big rival.
Well,
you want to reel people in.
Look out.
Start with a big rival.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Every day that I'm in making grab bag.
Do you think they'll have Porzingis drop the ceremonial first puck in that
game? Should.
They should.
They should.
Like,
although, do you want him walking around out with his injury history? Do you want that man wobbling around on the ice?
No.
Probably not.
Well, you have to put the carpet down.
That's true.
You have to put the carpet down for that. There was supposed to be, Jones, a race between Noah Lyles, the Olympic 100-meter champion.
Yeah, which you have to remind people about because people forget about all these Olympians from last summer.
That's not true. We all remember Ryan Lochte.
I don't remember who this guy is anymore. But yeah, okay, he's the 100-meter champ.
Oh, yeah, you forgot about Michael Phelps? Okay, you forgot about Michael Phelps.
100-meter champ?
You got a real small brain. You don't remember about Michael Phelps. You remember Allie Raisman?
Barely.
Local.
Yeah, she is.
Noah Lyles won the 100, and it was actually one of the craziest races ever. It looked like he was going to finish sixth, then he won at the end. And Tyreek Hill were going to race.
Yep.
Because I think, you know, they were talking trash. Noah Lyles was talking trash about the speed of those guys or whatever. That race is off. Noah Lyles has had to cancel that due to personal reasons.
Oh, he canceled it.
Yeah, my guess is fear of losing, but I don't know exactly what those personal reasons. Yeah, he called it.
Yeah, his marketing agent
was like,
"Hey,
can't lose to a football player.
If you lose to Tyreek Hill, your marketing opportunities, which have already dried up, will really dry up.
Correct.
So yeah, get out of there.
Can't have it. The Indiana Fever, led by Caitlin Clark, have clinched a spot in the Commissioner's Cup Championship game. With an 88-71 win over the Connecticut Sun. Now, this game was not without its controversy, Jones.
I saw.
There was a lot of physical play, some pushing and shoving, maybe some bad sportsmanship in there. I think Caitlin Clark got hit in the face at one point. Sophie Cunningham.
Hit in the face and then punched and tackled.
There was a hard foul of Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah, she seems to be in the middle of a lot of these, is what I would say. What is the Commissioner's Cup? Is that the NBA Cup? Is that the same thing?
Grab bag.
Do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag?
Well, the answer is no, but we have a new suggestion.
Oh, what's the new suggestion?
Devers dong counter, something like
Devers
that.
Devers hit a dong.
Yeah, we could do that.
He's hitting one Friday, I'll tell you that much. I will tell you that much.
Okay, well, there's suggestions, but the real answer is no.
Grab bag!
All right, let's take a look at the top MLB performer from last night. And Jones, boy, do we have a bunch. Was it?
Can't be many Red Sox.
Andy Pages. 4 for 4.
Again.
He's good. The guy's out of
here.
He's
pretty good.
4 for 4.
Andy Front Pages.
So good. You should probably not say his name.
I'll get it next time.
Yeah. 4 for 4.
I like
Couldn't
that.
Couldn't get him out.
Yeah.
2 home runs. Nice. 3 RBI, 3 runs scored.
Oh, wow.
Was it Cam Smith? 4 for 5. 2 dongs. 3 RBI.
They got
3 runs scored.
They got him out, though.
Was it Salvador Perez? 3 for 4. 2 dongs, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Got him out.
Was it Michael Toglia? 3 for 5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Was it Javier Baez? 3 for 4, 2 home runs, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. They're both solo shots.
Yeah.
Was it Brian Wu? 7 Ooh. Scoreless innings against a good Sox lineup with 6 Ks. Or was it Kyle Hendricks? 6 scoreless, 9 Ks.
Man, I feel like there were a lot of options, that more than normal.
Was Big Dumper in there?
Who?
Was Big Dumper in there?
No.
6 RBI?
Well, sorry, Nick.
I feel like this is the Jones.
Did he hit 2 home runs like those other guys?
He had a grand slam.
The Red 2 home runs like those other guys?
Hang on. The Red Sox had 2 hits and 5 different players in baseball had double dong nights last night?
Yeah.
Wow.
At least that many.
I'm going Andy Front Pages.
You think Andy Front Pages?
Rip out the pages. I'm going with Andy.
Yeah, 5 guys hit 2 home runs last night.
The Red Sox had 2 hits.
There was, yeah.
Nice.
38 different guys hit home runs last night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a
Red
good night.
Red Sox had no runs.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a ball player who would play multiple spots, played most of his games at second base.
Okay.
Also played left field, right field, third base, shortstop, center field, and DH.
Wow, so that's something.
He'll move positions.
The team asked him, he's doing it. It sounds like Ben Zobrist.
Super great team player. Not Ben Zobrist.
Okay.
Did play 19 years in the majors.
Wow.
Including the Mariners, as we do. In addition to the Mariners, Rangers, Angels, Orioles, A's, Astros, Indians. Sorry to say that, but that's the team that he played for then.
That was the team he played for at the time.
He played for the Indians.
Now the Guardians.
Right. Yes. But he didn't play for the Guardians, Jones. He is a guy that would some good steal seasons.
Oh.
Topped out at 39. Multiple 20-plus steal seasons. He was never an all-star, but was a great teammate.
Never an all-star?
Never an all-star.
What year? Give me a range of when he was in Seattle.
All right. Oh, Seattle? 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. His last season in the majors was 04. He broke into the majors with 5 games played in 1986.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah. So the guy played almost 20 years in the majors.
80s.
Had playoff appearances for Texas and Seattle.
Oh, boy. I'd like to even vent. I don't even have guesses.
Twitch chat.
Already have it?
Twitch chat has it.
I'm not looking yet.
Let me check YouTube.
I'm not looking, Billy. I'm sticking with this. So he was in the
let me see if YouTube has it.
The Rangers, yep. Mariners, swiping bags, second base. Move wherever you want.
Oh, wherever you need him. Good teammate.
Played 19 years in the bigs, never made an all-star team.
Switch hitter.
Which sounds very forgettable, but okay.
He'd hit from the right side, then he'd go in there, dig in from the left side, hit there as well. Career 259 hitter.
I mean, are we going 0 for guesses? We don't even have guesses. Me, Billy,
no
Nick.
Guesses.
Not even a guess. I don't think I have any.
Guy in the 80s, it's not a popular name. I have no idea.
All right. Well,
you're going to kick yourself.
I might. I probably already had him. I don't think
no,
I have
I don't,
it.
I don't think so.
I'm breaking and looking.
Oh, it might have been scrolled.
Was it a double EF flap helmet?
Good question.
No,
probably.
It's not Sean Figgins.
No. I thought about Sean Figgins. That would be too easy.
Also think we've had him before.
It's not Harold Reynolds.
It's not Harold Reynolds.
Who is it? I don't see it on the text line. And I think it's too far past on the switch chat. Who is it?
Mark McLemore.
Damn.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Mark McLemore.
Mark McLemore.
Yep. The thrift shop.
I was going to say, didn't make the top 5 rappers list the other Friday when you were out.
No, I probably just missed.
Although you weren't here.
No, I wasn't.
Mark McLemore.
Yeah, Mark McLemore.
I do feel like...
Guy played a lot of games in the bigs.
I do feel like I remember some Mark McLemore baseball cards, but that's not working out for me here.
2001, he was 36 years old. He stole 39 bags.
Well, that's some young legs.
Yeah.
Spry legs.
Yep.
Okay.
Good player.
Well,
random.
Random.
I mean, random. Maybe not good. Random.
Some would say forgettable, but.
20 years in the majors.
But random.
He was out there a lot.
Okay. That's the random ball player every day in the grab bag. I would say that was an especially poor performance out of the three of us. We didn't even have a guess.
Good Lord.
I can't even think of second baseman for either team, for God's sakes. Okay.
He hit three home.
He played second base. He played every position.
Well, that is what threw me off, too. I'm like, I don't just need to think of a Mariners second baseman. I need to think of a Mariners second baseman who played every single position and played for like 10 teams. And I was drawing blanks on that.
I should have given you guys this.
I could have guessed like Brett Boone, but go.
He hit three home runs off of Kevin Apier. And two off of Ricky Bonus.
That's Mark McLemore. Now I went.
Now you know who I'm talking about.
How dare you?
That's right.
We will get to the clip du jour coming up, and we'll check in with WEEI Afternoon and see what they have next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we were reacting to June Lee's report last night on NBC Sports Boston that the Red Sox, when they're looking to hire somebody in their baseball ops department, they used AI. Or basically a robot to conduct the interview.
Five rounds of interviews.
Which we thought was crazy, but apparently they're not the only ones doing it. Let me introduce you to WEEAI.
Do you have previous radio experience?
Yeah, you'd be like, listen, I podcasting's a thing. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you want to work for WEEI.com.
What do you think about Ted Johnson?
What?
Okay, well, I mean, I like Ted.
He works here. Good guy.
Good teammate. Good football player.
Football player.
Sure.
Yep.
That's a good answer.
Oh, so there's a little feedback, too.
Okay, so not just...
Oh, I like that.
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
What?
Who programmed this thing?
I knew about the Super Bowls.
I definitely knew about the Super Bowls.
I couldn't have
the specific amount of tackles.
I did not have the number of tackles.
Okay.
Are you proficient in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel?
Sure.
Ted Johnson is.
Who is? Fine.
Ted Johnson and I once split an entire steak and cheese sub with onions and peppers.
What the hell?
He's obsessed.
It eats? There's no way it eats.
Well, maybe Ted ate most of it. Ted ate it all.
Okay. If you were stranded on a deserted island, what three movies would you bring? I'd bring Three Games to Glory 2 and Three Games to Glory 3.
What?
What happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
Oh, that's very specific to me.
Now that's an important question.
I don't even remember.
If I'm looking to hire Keith, that's not a satisfactory answer. I don't remember.
I don't recall.
Tell us, Rich.
Oh, it's going twice now?
I'm sorry. What was it doing?
A glitch.
Is it okay if I try to take over the world?
Wait. Well, no, I don't like that. How do you respond to that? Because then you're thinking, is this a test or is this the only thing that's going to hear me right now?
Don't talk over me.
All right, yeah. How would you answer that in an interview setting? I'd be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, probably you could.
What are your benefits?
I would think you have a good chance.
You're taking over the world.
How long do I have to wait to get health insurance?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what's your bonus structure? Okay.
When can you start?
Oh, that's good.
Right away.
It seems like that's pretty positive.
Not bad. I boxed myself into a corner, though, because Ken did pop in one of the breaks and go, all I heard is Jones is volunteering to work nights and weekends.
Like, no. That's how
I said no.
That's how I was answering the robot.
I was in. First of all, I was interviewing the robot, Ken. Right. Second of all, this is for the young pups out there. If they were going through this, I was advising them on how to answer.
Trying to figure out what's the best answer to grade the best, right?
Yeah.
You might not believe everything, but you're like, what does this robot want to hear? So I don't know. So we heard that story. The guy interviewed 5 times just to a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think he got the job.
I think that's on him. I think that was a trap.
Yeah.
I think people are shortchanging Breslow. I think Breslow set a trap. And this moron,
like,
this moron just kept taking AI interviews. Yeah. They're like, can you believe this idiot kept doing it?
Yeah.
I think we're all missing it.
You might be right.
But there you go. That is the clip du jour each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. WEEAI. Boy, was there egg on our face when we found out that we conduct.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, the Red Sox are a joke.
Similar interviews to the Red Sox. Okay. You can dial up WEEI afternoon, 617-779-7937. You have WEEAI's favorite, Ted.
That's right.
Fitzy and Ball. Getting you game ready for the Red Sox and Mariners Day Baseball here today on WEEI. Big start for Garrett Crochet. Close it out with a victory and hopefully a series victory. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll talk to Bradfo. Good time to talk to Bradfo.
Yeah.
Busy week around here, and we'll go on the clock at high noon. That's tomorrow, 10 o'clock on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.